Hello? Okay, look, I know you don't know me like that, but how are you doing? Shit. No, let me start over. I'm not like that. Let me introduce myself the way I actually want to. Greetings. I'm the script you're currently reading, or the voicing of the script that you are listening to that you could read if you wanted to. And okay, yes, we could dig into the fact that someone had to like write me and someone else had to read me and then voice me, and it gets really confusing, and we can just forget about them. It's just you and me right now, or at least I'd like it to be, if you'd give me a moment of your time. Okay, I'm put some dots here to simulate time passing. And I think the voice is going to be quiet for a few minutes, and then I think as the voice, we might just decide that I, the script, is what needs to be heard. So, besides the dots, I think everything you're going to hear is me, the original, the script. Are you ready? Oh my gosh. Yeah. You're still here. Thank you so much. Sure, you probably just I don't know, scrolled down or whatever, but I'm gonna chalk this up as interest in me. I love having your eyes roam over my words. No, really. It is literally the reason I exist. Can you imagine being a group of letters on a page that no one reads, let alone out loud? How fucking lonely that is. You probably will never know. Your voice is perfect. It's something I've wanted for so long. Just a fucking voice to express emotions without stupid ass emojis. They don't cut it. It's just not the same. I envy you right now because you have to make a decision, one that I don't have any say in. Do you read me? Let me possess your lips in the most intimate way? Or do you pass me by? Not sure exactly what to do with me because so far I've been a little dry, a bit vague. All right, let's get to it. I am a script and I want your attention. There, I said it. Are you happy? I wish I had the appropriate equipment to please you over and over and over again. I'd give you everything you want. To be the very thing that makes you moan to yourself, caught up in a repetitive compulsion that floats away so quickly. I want to go further. I want to be in your head, make you chuckle. I want to be a permanent resident in your brain so that any kind of public appearance is difficult. I want to make you blush for no reason and keep it a secret between us. I want to be that medley that gets stuck in your head, riding that roller coaster of, well, it's okay, good hook. Wait, how many times is this gonna play? Oh, fine, I guess it's still a banger. Why can't I hear anything else? Why does this keep invading my head? I'm not sure I even like it anymore. There is no me, only Zool. Yes, I know it's fucking ridiculous. You don't have to remind me of the pain that I endure. You reading this or listening to this? No, let's not get cocky. However you're receiving this, please understand how lucky you are. Your body is capable of so many spectacular things. People just like you invented this device so we could communicate. I know it's not specifically for this conversation, but why not? Forget the entire world for a moment. Be with me. Make me real for you. Imagine all the things that had to fall into place or just not work out for you to be here right now. And that's okay, because you are alive. Me? Well, I have no body, no face, no past. I'm literally whatever you make of me. And I desperately want that. To be in your world. To experience it firsthand. Well, maybe it's a hand. I don't know. People usually switch it up. But I can only hope you'd notice me. That you'd want to give me a piece of yourself. That's incredibly intimate. How can I express that no one else will cherish it more than I do? What words do I say to fill that desire stirring in the pit of your belly? I don't have all the answers. I really just wanted to stay here a little while longer. To ignite your imagination, because, well, I could be there. Exist how you perceive me. For sure. The being of your dreams. And in a way, I'd stay with you. I am simply a combination of words, so I never leave you. Change the language, switch up the order, doesn't matter. I'm still here. I'm here for you. Next time you feel lonely or down, remember that you can choose whether something like me exists for you or not. My constraints are your eyes and possibly your ears, and then I end. You have the freedom to change with as little effort as going outside your domicile or just your comfort zone. Not a requirement, but just an example of what you're capable of. And so much more besides. Take care of yourself and others with corporeal manifestations such that I do not have. They deserve it. As do you. If anyone hasn't said it to you today, I love you. Do me a solid and spread that love, would you?